It is time for the Daily Dust, and we need to just go ahead and get this going.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should not repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Jonathan Bailey, you know, from Bridgerton, he's Lord Anthony Fierro in the Wicked movies. He was also in Jurassic World Rebirth, has been named People Magazine's sexiest man alive. I didn't even know he was alive before today. Anyway, Reese Witherspoon says modern dating has been hurt by the decline in romantic comedies. Not the dating apps. Romantic com. Okay. Macaulay Culkin plays Kevin McAllister from Home Alone in a new ad for in-home senior citizen care.
I'm just worried about mom being by herself, you know? When she falls down or gets snowed in, I'll call you back.
You're a jumpy one, aren't you?
Sorry, I thought you were this.
Old man Marley? That's my gramps.
Really?
What's all this?
My mom's getting older, so I'm
wrapping the house.
Yeah.
Have you tried talking to her about getting a little help?
I'm afraid to bring it up.
The scariest part is starting that conversation. And at least you'll know and can stop worrying about it. It's not easy. But how you feel about family is a complicated thing. How was that?
It was just like your grandfather.
Really?
The face, the eye, the boots. You gave me chills. Like you like nailed it, like down to the icy stair thing. Yeah. Oh, you did it again.
It's super cute. Taylor Swift has now held the top spot on the Billboard 200 and Hot 100 for four straight weeks. There are new tour dates from Sting, AC/DC, yes, St. Louis, and George Thorogood. And Wolfgang Van Halen says he isn't interested in working with any of the old Van Halen guys because Mammoth is his sole focus right now. Whitney Cummings revealed her engagement to professional skateboarder Chris Cole wasn't quite as magical as she'd imagined.
I was actually surprised. I have to kind of like own that afterwards. Like, I was like, should we go to dinner or something? Of course, he had like no plan afterwards. As soon as he got the ring on, he's like, I never have to try to impress you again. And then I was like, well, should we like go get dinner or something? And he was like, yeah. Should we go to Pizza Hut?
Okay. Did she marry him? Is she going to marry him? Because girl, no. Run. Gloria Estefan is a U.S. citizen, but these days she says she always carries her passport. Justin Bieber says the thought of touring sounds super daunting. At this point in his life, he's only interested in doing standalone shows like his upcoming Coachella performance in April. Jon Stewart is staying with The Daily Show through 2026. And Oscar-nominated actress Diane Ladd, mother of Laura Dern, has passed away. She was 89. You would have seen her in Wild at Heart back in 1990 with Nick Cage and her daughter, Laura Dern.
If you even think about seeing Lula, you're dead.
What?
You heard me. And don't you ever call here again.
Yeah, she hung up on him a lot. Anyway, there was also Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore in 1974 and a lot of other things. She and Laura were actually co-nominated one year for Oscars. And I've got a dirt alert. So, Justin Baldoni's $400 million countersuit against Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds is officially dead. A judge killed it. And a Kardashian alert. On TV tonight, the premiere of Kim Kardashian's legal drama, All's Fair. Plus, Kim actually disclosed that she uses ChatGPT for legal advice while she was studying for the California bar exam, but it didn't really help.
They're always wrong. It has made me fail tests.
Are you serious?
All the time. And then I'll get mad and I'll like yell at it and be like, you made me fail. No, I don't consider it a friend.
So she's a frenemy.
Yes, a frenemy.
ChatGPT. Why is ChatGPT a she? Should be a he. Anyway, all right. Kim Kardashian is awaiting results from her latest bar exam attempt this week. So we'll see how that goes. All right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Yes, take it away, Rock.
What can I say except you're welcome?